You notice I did not process up the aisle this evening. Throughout my rehab and my recovery, and everybody, nurses and rehab people and many others are just saying, listen to my body, it will tell you what to do. And I did not have a particularly good week this week, and my body today was telling me not to walk, so I didn't do that. However, I have reminded our deacons more than once that in the old days, they used to carry the Pope into St. Peter's Basilica. They haven't taken me up on that yet. Last weekend in the Gospel, Jesus' parable was about the foolish farmer who put all of his trust in his possessions. He was blessed with such a bountiful harvest that he didn't have any place to put it all. And so he tore down his old barns and built brand new ones, only to die before he was able to use them himself. And then Jesus added the warning, thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. Well, that leads right into today's long gospel about values. He challenges us to examine what makes us tick, what gives our lives real meaning. Because where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. When we start to examine the true meaning of some issue, we are said to be getting to the heart of the matter. So what is it that we really live for? A bank account or a stock portfolio? A fast car or a yearly spring break trip to the Caribbean? A higher position at work or prestige in your social circle? Fame, fortune, power? If you're looking for those and happen to find them, then what? What does it get you? Only fleeting fame and a false sense of security and passing happiness. Isn't there something more important that deserves our time and our energy? What about family? What have you sacrificed for the well-being of your spouse and your children? What about religion? What are you willing to sacrifice in time, talent, and treasure to promote Christ's work on earth? What about faith? Have you ever skipped a social event on Sunday instead of skipping Mass? The anonymous author of our letter to the Hebrews tonight says that faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Jesus promises us eternal life, that which we cannot see or have here. He promises that to all who believe in him. But so often, we strive only for things that are tangible, things that we can reach out and touch and grab, that we can experience with our senses, that give us immediate satisfaction. What if you were to have everything that this life has to offer? And I mean everything. But miss out on eternal life in heaven. Would that make any difference to you? Would that bother you? While Jesus promises eternal life to all who are faithful. He doesn't say that everybody is going to get to heaven, because not everybody is faithful. It depends on how we choose to live our life. Does it bother you in the least that in the end you may not get to heaven? So what are you doing about it? Waiting for eternal life is not a passive activity. It means working for the coming of the kingdom of God in the here and now. It means combating poverty and ending the hatreds that divide us, establishing peace among individuals, within families, in society, and among the nations of the world, curbing the pride that causes us to become confrontational with God and with others, and building social structures that respect the dignity of every individual human being. What are you doing to further God's kingdom by making this world a better place? God has blessed us with so much, and much is required of us because of that. And God will hold us accountable.